Hello, Natalie. Natalie, are you there? Natalie.
I think I'm here, but I don't know if you can hear me.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Perfect. You sound great. I'm excited.
It's audio only, right?
Pardon me?
It's audio only. There's no visual.
Oh, no.
Okay,
that's another. Yeah, that's more of a headache. So I'll just do audio.
Then okay. You need to put lipstick on.
Oh, yeah. Right now, I'm wearing a t-shirt and shorts. I'm good.
I'm wearing a suit and tie.
Oh, look at you. That's wonderful. Yes. Okay. Yes, you sound good. The volume's good. Everything's good. You're connected. That's awesome. Okay. We got about 3 minutes before we go live. So I'm going to mute your mic and we'll go live in three. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show, the podcast that brings you the most inspiring and thought-provoking conversations each and every week. I'm your host, Hollis Chapin, and I am thrilled to have you join us on this exhilarating journey. On this show, we delve into the minds of visionaries, change makers, and trailblazers from all walks of life, from authors, entrepreneurs to athletes, artists, activists, and even astronauts. We leave no stone unturned in our quest to inspire and empower our listeners. Our guests are not just your average run-of-the-mill celebrities. They're individuals who have overcome the odds, shattered barriers, and achieved phenomenal success. They share their secrets, successes, and even their failures, so you can learn from their journeys and apply their wisdom to your own life. Whether we're diving into personal development, authors, new novels, entrepreneurship, mental health, social justice, or the latest scientific breakthroughs, our discussions are always thought-provoking, challenging conventional wisdom, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But it's not just the guests that make this show special, it's you, the listeners. Your engagement, questions, and comments fuel every episode. We live for the HAW moments, the goosebumps, and the inspiring breakthroughs that happen when we come together as a community. So grab your headphones, get ready for a mind-expanding experience, because on the Hollis Chapin Show, we believe that everyone has a story worth telling and a dream worth pursuing. Our mission is to inspire you to take that first step towards your own greatness. Mark your calendar, set your alarm, because every Tuesday and Friday a new episode drops, ready to empower, educate, and entertain you. Join us on this magnificent adventure, and together, let's unlock our limitless potential. Welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show.
Hello, welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show. It's Tuesday. Give me a couple of spots. What is going on? There we go. Okay, sorry about that. Hey, we're very, very excited to have our special guest back to the show. She can show us some insight, plus she's going to get her confidence. She's going to get us in a right frame of mind. She's got keys to increase our confidence. She's going to talk to us about that. A little bit about our guest. She's a 2021 Canadian Presenter of the Year. Awesome. She has inspired over 100,000 audience members, empowered thousands of clients. That's wonderful. You know, and if you go to her website, you can see the passion. You can see the confidence just coming out of her. And that's what she's going to talk with us today. How do you do it? How do you start? You know, we always hear things, you know, or we get fed, it's never going to work. You're not good enough. You know, we've all heard that. You do this, you do that, oh, you're not good enough. You know, Hollis, you're going to get a scholarship to college, or you're not good enough. Oh, Hollis, you're going to play football, you're not good enough. You know, you heard that, you hear that. How do you overcome that? How do you get the confidence to sit there and say, one thing you don't do is tell me I can't do it. Let's welcome to our show our special guest, Natalie Thomas.
Hey, is this the Holly Chapman Show? I'm super excited to be back, Hollis. Thank you so much for inviting me again. We had so much fun last time.
Yes, we did. And you're so awesome. You really are. So when I saw your picture, like, oh, I got to talk to her again. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for showing. Like I said, when I go to your stuff and read your stuff and look at your pictures, I get so motivated. I get so excited. So I want to make sure listeners go to her website. And I will tell you about where the website is after in a few minutes. But she's exciting. She's great. So before we continue, please tell us more about yourself. And what you got going on? Your new books? I know you've written up 13 books. Tell us what's going on in your life now, Natalie.
Nice. Yeah, actually 18 books now.
Oh, okay.
Wow, it's been 3 years. So, yeah, a few more on the line. And honestly, you know, I'm French Canadian. That voice in my head that was telling me, what? You want to write books in English? Yeah. It's never going to work. You're not good enough. Like, I'm not different. Like, I had this voice as well. And that's why I started to study neuroscience to try to figure out a way to change that voice in my head because it was not serving me. Like, we don't talk to people like that. We don't tell people, oh, you look terrible in these jeans. Yeah. Oh, you're starting your own business. It's never going to work. You're not good enough. Like, we don't say that to other people, but that's the way we talk to ourselves. So, yeah, I had to drink my own Kool-Aid many times. And I have new big news, actually. I just got my CSP, the Certified Speaking Professional. So there's only 62 in Canada that have this designation. And only 7 speak French. So I'm very excited about that. And last year in 2023, I got an award, Most Empowering Confidence Coach in North America. So I was very excited about that one too. So these are kind of the new things since I saw you last.
Yes. You know, before we continue, Natalie, how, you know, it sounds great. Things work wonderful for you. But, you know, when you're starting out, even though you're being confident, even though you're being positive, how did you get over the naysayers? How, because when, you know, they get the new people in the door, they get that new business, you're going to hear some, you're going to have some pushback. How did Natalie fight through that?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if you've been in the situation where you were new, you didn't know what you were doing. So, so that's me. I'm from a small town outside of Quebec City. I moved to Toronto downtown. It's a big city in Canada. And I started to work at a gym. So I don't know if you've been there. You don't know anybody. Everybody else is so much better than you. And you're super intimidated. And how do you go from begging your boss from pulling your classes from the schedule? Because Hollis, there was only 2 people coming to my classes to becoming Fitness Instructor of the Year for Canada less than a year later. Well, I'll tell you what happened. So the gym was introducing a new dance program and people didn't know that, but I have a dance background. So I put my hand up to become, you know, part of the demo team. So picture yourself, you're on stage in front of 150 instructors. They are so much better than you. You're really intimidated, but you're giving it. And you know you got it because you can feel all the faces turning towards you with a shocked look on their face. So you know you got it, right? So I started strutting around in the gym. This performance completely changed me. I started to show so much confidence. Mm. And now my classes became packed. And then got the fitness instructor of the year from Canada. I was at the top of my game, and somebody corners me in the change room and says, Natalie, I have to tell you, we really started respecting you after what happened to you on that day. You were acting as if it did not bother you at all. And I'm like, what? What's she talking about? What could have bothered me? I totally rocked the stage. Well, actually, no. It turns out that I had a wardrobe malfunction on that day. Wow. Boing! My boob had been sticking out the whole time. That's why everybody were looking at me with a shocked look on their face. I, of course, when she told me, I wanted to disappear, but only for a few seconds because it was too late. I was the queen of the gym because I was responding to a different story in my head. Yeah. And that's when I realized, oh my gosh, it doesn't matter what happens. What matters is how we respond to it in our head. What are the stories we need to tell ourselves that can propel us? Like, one of the most embarrassing moments of my life could have completely terminated me. Right. But instead, it propelled me. And I realized I need to study this more. I need to study the brain. And that's when I created a system to change the way we think, the way we talk to ourselves and our self-talk that would make a big difference. And that's the system I share on all the stages around the world and the system that I use with my one-on-one coaching clients. And that's at the base of all my online courses.
You know, and again, that's a powerful story. And I love that. But, you know, shame on the other women not sitting there just running up to you and say, hey, you just had a malfunction. Why did they just sit there and watch you? That's another show. That's weird.
That's so another show.
Yeah, that's another show. Okay, so you do that. You got yourself confident now. You work through a malfunction of your wardrobe. Now you created keys to increase your confidence. So start going over some keys that we can start today to increase our confidence. Even though we may not have a, you know, outfit malfunction, we got other things going on that we have that, you know, we get resonate with. So talk to us about some of the keys that you've created to help us.
Let's do like maybe a little brain 101. We all have in our head a little personal assistant that is writing down everything we say or think and makes it happen. So most people live at a logical level, but the logical level is that voice in our head that's not really powerful. The logical mind can only handle 5 to 9 pieces of information at once. It's not that great. But the unconscious mind, that's the other part of the brain that we need to tap into, it can handle 2.3 million pieces of information every second. So the logical mind is 5 to 9. We think we can multitask, but hey, 5 to 9 gets overwhelmed very quickly. But the unconscious mind can handle 2.3 million pieces of information every second. So I call it your personal assistant. And that personal assistant, their job is to make you write about what you say or think. But the problem, Hollis, is that people wake up in the morning, they look at themselves in the mirror and they say, oh, I'm so stressed out. Oh, I'm so tired. I think I'm gaining weight. So then the personal assistant writes it down. Stressed out, tired, gaining weight. I got this. Okay, stressed out. What can I do? Oh, I'm going to make her delete a very important appointment in her calendar. That's going to be stressful. Check. Tired. Oh, I'm going to keep him awake all night. He's not going to be able to sleep. So he's going to be really tired in the morning. Check. Gaining weight. Oh, that's easy. I can certainly find a chocolate bar or something deep fried for them to eat today. Check. So your personal assistant is always listening. So it's very important to tell your personal assistant what you want, not what you don't want. You know, a lot of my clients do this. They come to me and they say, Natalie, help me. I don't want to be rushing everywhere. I don't want to be stressed all the time. I don't want to be impatient with my kids and I don't want to be broke. So the personal assistant writes it down. Stress, rush, impatient, broke. Got this. Even if you say, I don't want to, you have to say what you want, not what you don't want. Does that make sense?
Yes. You know, that's worked very well because in 3 weeks, I'm going on my first bucket list of my life. I'm going to take an Alaskan cruise. Yes. And I'm saying I'm going to start doing 2 bucket list travels twice a year. And that was a positive thing. Happened 7 or 8 months ago. You know, I was like, okay, I got to do this. You know, and guess what? 3 weeks, I'm going. I'm flying to Seattle, taking the Seattle, and boom, we're going on, yeah, I'm going on an Alaskan cruise. And that's the positive thinking. That's putting it in place. That's, you know, once I told myself I was going to do that, I reshuffled my money and reshuffled my funds. I did some things that I probably wouldn't have done before, but now it's like, okay, 3 weeks, I can't wait to go. And then the people say, oh, that's great too. I go, no, I'm doing twice a year. My bucket list. I'm breaking it down. You know, when you look at Facebook, you look at TV, and a lot of your friends are passing away, stuff like that. I sit there and I ask, Hollis, what the heck have you done? And that's when I sit there and said, okay, I'm going to do it. This is starting now. No sense waiting, right? That's a positive thinking. That's telling my assistant, this is what we're going to do, right?
Exactly. And when you said you set up this objective, so maybe I'll share with you a three step. So that's the DNA system, the system that I created. When you set up your goal, a lot of people do the first step and the third step, then they try to do the third step. So the DNA, D stands for desire, D. So you decided that you wanted to do two bucket list items per year. So you made that list, right, of what you wanted. And then you might have made a list of all your bucket list items that you want to reach one day. Yeah. And then you kind of place them two per year. So you started, if I give you the example of a kitchen renovation, let's say that you want a new kitchen, you're going to take a folder, and in that folder, you're going to put some samples of these cupboards. You want this countertop, these back, that's backsplash, the paint chip, you know, the colors you will want on your wall, that hardwood floor. And then you will make that list of what you want. So put everything in that folder and make a plan for your kitchen. And people do that very well. A lot of people do the first step. They write down what they want. And remember, not what you don't want. You don't say, hey, could you paint my kitchen not blue? You say the color you want your kitchen to be, not blue or not stressed or not broke, right? So people do that very well. SMART goals, vision boards. I don't know if you've made a vision board. And people do perfectly with that. And it's very important. That is the first step. The problem is, from there, people go right away to the third step. They try to take the cupboards that they want and install that over top of the existing cupboards in their kitchen. They try to take the island and put it over top of the existing island. It's not going to work. This is step three, actualize. People try to implement new habits into their life. They're trying to take the money that they have accumulated and spend that to go on a cruise to Alaska. So it's great, but you need the second step first. And that's probably what you did. You made sure to gut out the old kitchen before you would install the new cupboards. So you need to figure out the step two, N for new you. That's what I do. That's what I help people with. We need to get rid of all the limiting belief, all the negative self-talk, the bad habits, anger, guilt, hurt, sadness, fear. We need to get rid of all these things before we can actualize, A for actualize, the third step. So before you could say, yes, I'm going to do this, you needed to get rid of the limiting belief that, oh, no, I will never be able to do that. That's for everybody. Oh, money doesn't grow on trees. I will never be able to do that. I always live paycheck to paycheck. Like all these limiting beliefs that you might have had before, you had to get rid of them before you could be able to say, yes, I'm going to be able to do this because I'm getting rid of these limiting beliefs I have about money or whatever is the obstacle. We need to do that second step. That's so important before you can actually achieve your goals. Because just a vision board, you know, it doesn't end there. Like if vision boards work by themselves with just the first step, everybody would be living on a deserted island, sipping martinis with a Tesla on their driveway. You know, like that's not it. You need step number two to get rid of what's holding you back. And sometimes it's at an unconscious level. And that's what I do. I help people with the cavities. What are the, you know, were you backstabbed in your previous job and now it's affecting your ability to trust your team? And that's why corporations hire me to work with their CEOs, their managers, their VPs, because at work or at home, if we continue to have these limiting beliefs and we don't change that and keep living with these cavities, it's always going to hurt when we eat ice cream. You know, mm-hmm. if we don't fix the cavity, yeah. we need to do the filling.
Yes. Perfect. You know, the vision board, last time we spoke, I didn't have a vision board. Well, guess what I'm looking at right now? My vision board. That came from our conversation the first time. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a big believer in vision board. I see it every day. I see it as I do the show. So it's wonderful. So the listeners out there, vision board, it is a true thing. It is a real thing. It is a great thing.
It's only the first step, though. You need to continue after, right? It's great to have a vision board. It's step number one. But it's only going to be a vision board if you don't do anything about it. So you still need to continue with step two and step two, three, right? Remember that.
Yeah. Perfect. Yep. Positive self-talk impacts one's confidence. So, you know, again, sometimes we can sit there and say, I'm going to do this and start doing positive self-talking. But like you said, you gotta go and do it. So Jeff, the self-talk is just a beginning. Now we got to do it. We got to take baby steps and do it, right? Take the baby step, accomplish it. Take bigger steps, accomplish it, and go on and go on. Is that true? Is that what we do?
Yes, absolutely. Knowing and not doing is like not knowing at all, right?
Yeah,
like,
sometimes
we, the thing is, most people are positive. There's not a shortage of self-help books and positive quotes and everybody's heard of it. Everybody's listening to podcasts and everybody's wanting to. And of course, everybody's confident. So I was giving a conference to Microsoft last week. And man, what a team. Oh, confident people. Amazing. I'm giving a conference tomorrow night to a group of 400 women entrepreneurs. Super confident. But the thing is, there has never been a time where things were happening faster than they are today. Everybody needs to juggle with so many multiple challenges all at once. And the decisions that we make are worth thousands of dollars. So very often what happens is that there's too much at the same time. There's so much stress, there's anxiety, there's burnout, there's overwhelm. And then first thing you know is events happen. And it's not the event itself, it's the accumulation, right? There's so much going on that we respond with the emotion that's on top. It's like everybody has this drawer with the answers to everything. Every single time something happens to them, they open the drawer, they have the perfect answer at the bottom of the drawer. They know exactly how to respond to this. But there's so much crap that's accumulated over top that they can't see this answer. And they're in the kitchen cooking and they're thinking about the bills they have to pay, the challenge that they had at the office, or trying to get more people to listen to their podcast or whatever it is. Yeah. And the daughter comes behind them and says, "Hey, mommy." And then they turn around and they go, "What?" And they're like, "Oh, this is not how I wanted to respond. What's going on with me? What's wrong with me?" Yeah. It's because there's so much stuff going on. Yeah. It's not our fault. The world is going fast. And as fast as things are going right now, they will never be this slow again.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say this again. As fast as things are going right now, they will never be this slow again. It's going to continue to go faster. So my job is not to teach people or to slow down their life. It's to give them tools so that they can have access to their best self, so that they can thrive through that change and that speed that we live in.
Beautiful. You know, before we continue, I mean, I got questions just running in my head, but again, the show won't be long enough for all the questions I already come up with just from your conversation. Would we go after this show, we'll learn more about Natalie, look at some of your wonderful books, look at your wonderful photos. Where do we go after the show?
Okay, so thinkyourself.com. So thinkyourself.com, that's my website. I have a few tools that you could use. One tool that is very popular right now is the 22 questions to face stress. So whenever something happens, there's a list of 22 questions you can ask yourself and say, okay, wait a minute, I'm just about to panic. And here's a list of 22 questions. So go to thinkyourself.com/22 questions. So /22 questions. That might be something that you might want. The other link that I can give you is thinkyourself.com/schedule. So you could book a free 15-minute virtual coffee with me, and then we can see looking at What are the cavities? What's in the way? What's in your kitchen that we need to gut out before you can reach your goal? So thinkyourself.com/schedule. That could definitely go there, and then we'll get in touch.
You know, I want to just give a shout out to you and just say thank you so much, because again, just listen to what she's done. She's talking to Microsoft yesterday, last week. She's talking to a group of 400 tomorrow. She's doing big things. She's educated thousands, and she still has time to do a little Hollis Chapman show. So the listeners out there who are just starting out, not things that are small, things that are big things. Just if it's an important thing to you, do it. You know, you just never know. You know, you never know who's going to be listening to pick you up, to pick that book up, and sit there and say, hey, I want you to do this. I want you to help out with that. You know, and so Natalua, and thank you for coming on the show and sharing your expertise, because I know you're so busy. I know you're so busy. You can very easily say, Hollis Chapman, I've done it before. Let me go on and do something else. But you came back with enthusiasm like you had the first time. So awesome. Thank you for that. We appreciate that, okay?
Thank you so much for inviting me. Hey, would we have time for a two-step technique?
Of course. Yep. We got about 4 minutes left. Outstanding. Go ahead.
Perfect. So in less than 2 minutes, here's a two-step technique. Whenever you hear something nasty in your head, because 31 negative thoughts per minute, more likely, that's the average. 70% of our thoughts are negative. So every time you hear yourself say something bad and you say, oh no, I was a Hollis Chapman show. And then this lady, Natalie, said that we were saying up to our personal assistant that we wanted to be stressed. Let's say you hear yourself say, oh, I'm so stressed. Don't repeat that to your personal assistant. So the first step is to say, I used to be stressed out. So you say it in the past. So now your personal assistant is listening and says, oh, okay. Why are we talking about this in the past? Are we done with this? So then you follow up with step two, a progressive statement. A progressive statement starts with, I am willing to learn, or I'm in the process of, okay? So you hear yourself say, oh, I'm so stressed out all the time. Okay, wait, don't write that down, personal assistant. First step, I used to be stressed out all the time. Yes. Step two, now I'm willing to learn how to change that. Now I'm in the process of becoming more calm. Now I'm in the process of learning how to say no, or whatever it is that we need to do. So I used to think that I was not good at managing my money. Now I'm willing to learn how to change that. I used to feel like an imposter. Now I'm willing to learn how to trust myself.
Beautiful. Beautiful. In closing, okay, I want you to leave us with cultivating a growth mindset. I want you to help us get our minds in a good place so we can go forward. We can follow up with you. We can just get your books. But give us, in closing, a great growth mindset. How's the deal with confidence?
Every single time that something happens to you that challenges you, because usually what challenges us is change. We are hardwired. Mm-hmm. Our brain is hardwired to hate change. We absolutely don't like this. Our brain loves to put everything in neat little boxes and to organize things that repeats all the time, and it creates synapses, the dendrites at the end of the neurons connect, creates a strong synapse. And every time something happens, this is the response we have already pre-cooked, and then that's what we do. But if something new happens, now the unconscious mind's like, I don't have a synapse for that. I hate this. As a matter of fact, change makes us feel the same amount of pain as if we were receiving a punch in the face. We are hardwired to hate it. So every single time that you face something, having a growth mindset means that you're looking at the event as an opportunity to learn. So always ask yourself, what am I learning? Because this event is only designed to teach you something, to make you grow, to make you step up into your life journey and learn something. So ask yourself, what am I learning? And instead of going with, oh, I hate this, this is awful, then if you say that, your brain's going to pollute you with 1,400 negative chemicals. And we're not very resourceful when we're filled with cortisol. So instead, you want to go with enthusiasm, with curiosity. Ah, this is happening. I'm not feeling good. I'm not liking this. However, I'm going to learn something. I wonder what it is. I'm receiving a package. I'm receiving a gift. What is it? Cool. Okay. I'm going to learn to be better at this. I don't know anything about this right now, and it's scaring me. But guess what? I will learn something. So I wonder what it is that I'm going to learn. And when you feel curiosity and enthusiasm, you receive feel-good chemicals through your bloodstream, and it will make you feel better as opposed to slow you down and keep you stuck. Does that make sense?
Outstanding. Natalie, thank you so much for joining us today, sharing with us. You got me fired for the rest of the week. It's awesome. Continue your great success. We'd love to have you back in the future for more stuff. By the time you come back, you've probably written 30 books. So you keep on doing the great things you do, because this is, again, so many questions in my head. We just don't have the time. You're a busy woman. Thank you. You have a great day. We'll talk to you real soon. We appreciate you coming by, okay?
Thank you so much for inviting me again.
All right. Bye-bye. That's my standing ovation for Natalie. She deserved it, and plus such a bit more. But the confidence is there. The confidence in what she brings. Again, like she said, she's talking to Microsoft last week. She's talking to 400 people tomorrow. She got a little time in the middle for Hollis Chapman Show. And that's great, because we're going to share it all over for you, the listeners, to see that. Okay, so if you're stuck, you got a little writer's cramp, you can't get that writing down, the positivity has got to be there. You know, growth mindset's got to be there. And that's going to help you finish that book. That's going to help you promote that book. That's going to help you expand your business, get growth. It's going to help me enjoy that vacation that was a business vacation. Okay. So it's going to be more than just going there and sit around. I'm doing business. Now, then I'm prepared for my second bucket list. Okay. So that positive thinking, so important. You can do it. You can do it. You will do it. And people look like, say, oh, Hollis, how do you afford to do that? Positive thinking. Just shuffle some things around, put a goal out there, achieve that goal. I needed to do something a little different to get myself some more clients. Okay? So now I'm going on this vacation, this business vacation, to put out there and post and get more people. I had to make it something a little different from everybody else. And this is what I'm doing a little different. Natalie does the same thing. She does things a little different. She's so positive. She's so excited. She turns a negative into a positive. You can do the same thing. All right? Make sure you follow up with Natalie. Make sure you get your mindset in a good place. Cultivating the great mindset. We'll get some great things. Thank you guys for joining us today. We'll be back Friday on the Hollis Chapman Show. Thank you, everyone. Have a great, great rest of your week. See you Friday on the Hollis Chapman Show. And as always, I'll see you next time.